And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. Thank everybody out there for listening. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. Get the latest podcasts, interviews, news, and also more information on how you can join me in Vegas in 2015. Trust me, it's going to be a lot of fun next year. You're not going to want to miss it. This is the time where we normally bring in Eric Davis, managing editor at movies.com and contributing editor at fandango.com. He is on a Super Celebrity Hotline with us right now. He joins us. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man?
Nothing much. So, all right, we got a couple of movies opening up actually tonight and this weekend. What do we have?
Well, The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies. That's your big one. This is your the final, complete, last Lord of the Rings movie. It comes out in theaters. They've made six of them. I was telling someone earlier, I said, look, if you've seen them all, you have to go finish it. You have to just get it done with. But, yeah, you know, it's the Battle of the Five Armies is the name of it. So it's basically a battle of five armies. So it's a big battle movie. But if you're a fan of the Lord of the Rings franchise, you're a fan of the Hobbit movies so far, and I like the first two of them. I dug them. I thought they were pretty good. This is the last one, and it's basically an all-out war.
Oh, wow. Yeah, my girlfriend is taking me tonight to go see it. We got an 8 o'clock showing that we're going to go see. I'm not a big fan of the Hobbit movies or the Lord of the Rings movies, but I'm actually excited to go see this one because the Dawn of Justice trailer is supposedly going to be shown at this film, so I'm really excited to actually see it so I can see the preview to Dawn of Justice. So that's just me, though.
No, I could hear you. I could definitely hear you on that one.
Yeah. What else we have?
Annie. Annie is, this is a reboot or a remake, I guess you can call it, of the Annie movie, the 1982 version. Of course, we know the songs, they're iconic, we have them memorized. This is a new one with Quvenzhané Wallace and Jamie Foxx. I've seen it. I think it's really adorable. I think the songs, what they've done to the songs is really cool because they've kind of contemporized them, and they Jay-Z worked on the soundtrack. And it's pretty good. You know, I think it has some missteps in terms of its story, but other than that, I really enjoyed it, especially the musical sequences. The first two are really special. They sort of stompify them where they use a lot of found objects in order to kind of create the music. And it's really cool, and they've added some new songs. So, you know, if you have a kid at home, especially if you have a little girl who loves Annie, I took my little daughter to see it, and she doesn't want to stop listening to the music. So I say you can check it out.
Wow, because when I saw that that trailer, I was like, I don't know about this remake of Annie, but I'm gonna take your word for it. I'm going to check it out. What else do we have?
We also have Night at the Museum, Secret of the Tomb. Speaking of last movies in franchises, you have The Hobbit Part 3, and you also have a Part 3 for Night at the Museum. This is most likely going to be the last one in this franchise, starring Ben Stiller as our museum janitor who gets into all kinds of trouble when he discovers that all the people in the museum, all the statues, come to life at night. This is one of Robin Williams's last performances. He plays Teddy Roosevelt in the film, so it'll be nice to see him. He carries a lot of the heart of the movie as well. Also, Owen Wilson, Steve Coogan, a lot of those guys are back. Ricky Gervais is in it, Rebel Wilson. So a lot of funny people, but you know the deal. If you like those first couple of Night at the Museum movies, you have kids. What I like about them is that they have this historical value to them, so your kids ask, hey, who's Teddy Roosevelt? When you go home, you can talk to them about that, and kind of you get two for one there. I like movies where they entertain, but you also get a little history lesson in there, especially if you're a parent, you have kids. Anytime you can get them to learn something is a victory. So that's what else you have.
All right, great. And next week, I know I've been seeing this trailer a lot, and I've been really excited about it. Mark Wahlberg and The Gambler, that opens up next week. You have anything good to say about that?
Yeah, I dug it actually quite a bit. I think it's a pretty cool movie, you know, and it's about a guy who played by Mark Wahlberg, who's a professor who's got a bit of a gambling issue, and he sort of gets in over his head, and then it's about him, how does he figure out a way to climb out of this crazy hole that he's put himself in, where he owes money to all kinds of different gangsters, and they're all after him, and it's just a really interesting sort of dark drama. in that way. John Goodman is in it, and he has a very memorable performance as sort of this gang, sort of mafia kingpin kind of guy who loans him money. And it's a really interesting movie. If you like sort of those seedy gambler movies, this is one for you. It's actually a remake of another movie called The Gambler. And, yeah, I say check it out. Yeah, it's a little dark, but if you like Mark Wahlberg, really good performance from him, so see it.
Yeah, definitely. And also on movies.com, you have an article that says you penned it one of next year's scariest horror movies called It Follows. What's the deal behind that?
Yeah, man, this movie's a scary movie. You know what I call it? It's like the perfect slumber party movie, especially if you have a bunch of people and you're all going to sleep over for the night. This is the kind of movie you want to watch. And it's a different kind of horror movie. It's actually about a sexually transmitted curse, where if you, you know, you have sex with someone, you give them this curse where this thing, this it, quote-unquote it, follows you, and it takes the form of different people, and it just literally walks and follows you until it gets you. And the only way to get rid of this it is to pass it on, of course, through another sexual act. So, yeah, it's a crazy movie. It's a crazy concept, but it is so scary, really kind of moody sort of film, keeps you on the edge of your seat if you're really looking for a good scare. I think it's going to come out in early March or so, and we have the trailers are starting to come out now, and yeah, really creepy movie. I highly recommend it.
Oh, and there you have it. Eric Davis, managing editor at movies.com, contributing editor at fandango.com. We got The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies, you got Annie, and you got Night at the Museum, Secret of the Tomb Knight. Make sure you check that out. Also go to movies.com to check out his article on It Follows, and you can also see the trailer there at movies.com. If you want to follow Eric Davis on Twitter, and I suggest that you do, go to Twitter. It's at Eric Davis. Make sure you check that out. Eric, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thanks a lot, man.
And we'll be back right after this.